And there's the well-documented case of Fred Hampton in Chicago in 1969, which Noam Chomsky has described as a straight-out Gestapo-like execution.
It was. The individual was in all probability drugged prior to a police raid that was set up by the FBI. An FBI infiltrator was in the apartment and provided a floor plan to the apartment and marked an X at the location where Hampton would be comatose, at least asleep, probably under the influence of barbiturates that the infiltrator had slipped to him. In any event, the police were aware of the location well enough on the basis of the information provided by the FBI to machine gun him in his sleep through the wall. Didn't even go in a room with him. They knew exactly where he would be and just stitched a line of bullets down the length of his mattress. Went into the bedroom, found that he was still alive, dragged him off the bed, and administered the coup de grace of two bullets point blank in the brain. The FBI the following day sent a letter to headquarters lauding what had happened and pointing out that their infiltrator had been instrumental in this, quote, success, end quote, and asking a bonus be paid, and it was approved by the FBI director and paid within a week. They took credit for it. And that was a flat-out assassination, execution, if you will. The Gestapo would have done it no differently.